Congratulations. Talk to me about this game tonight.
Oh, you know, this is a lifelong dream for these kids. They started in second grade, practicing together. We're from Barnum, Minnesota. You've got country girls here. We're not city girls. And these kids have developed their skills together in the gym since second grade. And, they've been to the state tournament a few times and had third place and second place finishes. And they knew there was some more to do. And that was the goal at the beginning of the year, to get to that position to win a state title, and now we're in that position, and I couldn't be happier for those kids. I just love them.
Talk about your player number 23, Sarah.
Yeah, I'm not very good at taking her to get her hair done or taking her to buy a dress or anything like that, but, she spent a lot of time with me in the gym, and I've been able to connect with her that way, and tonight she had the hot hand, and we got the ball to her, and I'm proud of all the kids, and love Sarah and love her a little more today for hitting those threes.
What was it like playing in this type of atmosphere? Nothing like your gym, right?
Oh, my goodness, to play in a Target Center, that's like a lifelong dream of these kids. They've been dreaming about this since they've been in grade school. So, yeah, it was just great to be here.
Coach, now that you've reached the big stage for tomorrow afternoon, depending on who your opponent is for that game, what are your plans going to be? What do you think you'll have to do as a team to be successful to grab that state trophy?
Well, there's some keys. We've got to stay in front of their players. You got to make sure they don't get to the rim, and we've got to block out. We didn't do a very good job of blocking out at times today, and got to stay out of foul trouble. We're just lucky this game didn't go a couple minutes longer because we'd have been in trouble. So those are some keys, and then making your free throws like we did tonight. We do those four things, we'll be solid. We'll have a good chance to win that game.
Coach, do you feel that the experience of your team having been here before was the difference in this thing?
Our kids have been around. They're veterans. They've been here since eighth grade. Some of these kids have played in the state tournament. So that experience, I think, sure helped today. I think it sure helped in this game today. It, I don't know if it did so much yesterday, but today I think it was a benefit for us.
Talk about the Katrina Newman Sari Noga matchup.
Yeah, Noga's a great player. Don't take anything. She's, a full scholarship player to the main U, and just an outstanding basketball player. I think she scored over 3,000 points. We have the deepest respect for her. I think we spent about 10 hours trying to figure out how we're going to guard her. I mean, that's the kind of respect we have for that kid. But you know what? Farm girl Kat Newman isn't too bad either. She just knew what she had to do. We knew we had to win that matchup, and I thought Kat did it today.
Thank you, Coach.